today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Monday, is the 17th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We start by verse 101 from chapter Al-Imran, from the Holy Quran and the point of it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa kayfa takfurun wa antum tutla alaykum ayatullahi wa fikum rasuluhu. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
And how could you disbelieve while to you are being recited the verses of Allah, and among you is His Messenger? And whoever holds firmly to Allah has indeed been guided to a straight path.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The cause of deviation or disbelief is either the lack of right path or the lack of guidance. But when there are book, normatic, custom, ordinances, and divine leaders, why do they pervert? Relying on and trusting in Allah and seeking help from Him is the key to security from all temptations and deviations. Holding fast to Allah is an earnest movement accompanied with a cognizant choice, which is paving the way with the saints of Allah and in the way of Allah.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
On the series of the power of motivation, we reach to this part. For many people working a regular 9-to-5 job, motivation is like an ice cube. It builds up with effort only to have it melt away as you get lost in the daily struggles of life. That is why, as a business leader, you need to take steps to improve morale. In life, thousands of alternatives compete for our time and attention. But what moves us to take one path or another? It is always the initiative of each person. But what is this initiative based on? It's based on motivation. Motivation is when we decide to take a path or choose to take a resolution different from the problem in which we are immersed, always with the idea of obtaining better results, or only because it makes us feel good and contributes to our well-being.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. One of the methods used by Al-Quran to motivate people is the method of encouragement. So let's take our lessons from Al-Quran here. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, orders His Prophet to encourage people when collecting zakat from people. Allah says, take alms, zakat, from their property to purify them. And bless them, and increase them, and supplicate for them. Look here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Holy Prophet, supplicate, make pray for them. For your supplication, or dua, or prayer, is a comfort for them. And Allah is all-hearing and all-knowing. So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully recommends that when people pay zakah, they should be prayed. The Holy Prophet should pray for them. The Holy Prophet is asked to pray for them, and blessings of Allah be sent to them. They perform their obligatory duty by paying zakat, but the verse expresses the fact that the people should be encouraged even before performing obligatory duties, and this encouragement is done in the form of Prophet's gratitude to the people. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he behaved in the same way. It has been narrated that when a person gives a zakat of his property to the Holy Prophet, the Prophet said to him, Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. And again, he prayed for him. And when the tribal zakat was handed over to the Holy Prophet, he used to pray to them and said, Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the Holy Prophet to motivate them by his prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, that the prayer and your greetings are a source of peace for their hearts, because from the light of this prayer, Allah's mercy descends on the hearts and souls as they feel it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now it's the time to look at motivation tips. For today, we suggest plan for imperfection. It's great to feel excited and confident about achieving our goal. But it's also possible to be too optimistic. Not every day will go exactly as planned, and that's okay. Life happens. One way to boost motivation on difficult days is simply to plan for them. As you think about your goal, jot down a list of the things that could get in your way. If you are taking an online course, this could include losing internet access or having a child homesick. Once you have your list, make a plan for how to handle the obstacle. Keep in mind that for some obstacles, missing your task is a perfectly acceptable plan. Oh. remember, in the previous episodes of today's special, we have a part that we learn about motivational Islamic quotes. We follow it now. This is a nice quote from Muhammad Ali Clay. When a man says, I cannot, he has made a suggestion to himself. He has weakened his power of accomplishing that which otherwise could have been accomplished. Yes, that was a nice quote by Muhammad Ali. And I love this one. You say you can't and it's no longer a mystery that you won't. The first step to achieving anything is believing that Allah the Almighty has given you the capacity to do it. The second step is to put sincere effort onto it, to work for it. And the last step is to have tawakkul in Allah and trust Him. If you say you can't, you've already lost. You never gave yourself the chance.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? Good akhlaq, in other terms, means you'll have more friends. When you have good akhlaq, you're going to have more friends because people that have good akhlaq, they're nice. They're easy to deal with. They're good-tempered. They won't make a big deal out of any, you know, out of everything. Thus, you're going to have more friends. People are going to be happy being with you. They're going to want to be with you, spend time with you because you have good akhlaq, you're easygoing. They're going to love you and respect you. And the ahadith state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that manner. The Quran says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you, O Rasulullah, were not merciful, Rasulullah was so merciful, he was kind, he was gentle with his people, he was easygoing, he would always give them a second, third, fourth chance. Even if they made mistakes, it wasn't a big deal. He would, you know, he wouldn't care, he would let that go. So Rasulullah was very easygoing. And it was because of that that people were attracted to him. They loved him. It was because of his akhlaq. It wasn't because of his mesmerizing speeches or his knowledge. Yes, that was important. But the main reason why people were attracted to Rasulullah was because of how nice and respectful and easygoing he was. And the Quran says, it's in many verses, speaks about the high akhlaq of Rasulullah. So a person that has good akhlaq will be loved. On the contrary, a person who has bad akhlaq, he's bad-tempered, always angry, grumpy, makes a big deal out of everything. He's always, you know, frowning at other people, makes a big issues. He's greedy, he's stingy. Such an individual is not going to be loved in the community. He's not going to be respected. She's not going to be respected. In fact, such a person is hated. People hate arrogant people, stingy, greedy, grumpy. They hate these individuals because they are difficult to deal with.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world.
'cause I'm a believer.